guys, welcome to the Brand Design Podcast, and this is episode number 3, and something a little different on this episode. Going to try to give you a resource that you can use for your businesses or organizations or whatever. Just want to try to provide you every now and then with just content and resources that you can use for your business. So today I want to talk to you a little bit about an item I just created. It's called a meeting sheet, and a lot of times I've been in meetings, obviously, for many years with different clients and then just companies I've worked with and so forth. And for me personally, I've left a meeting and felt like I didn't know exactly what we had just discussed or what the action points are or what was supposed to happen next. And even if I did feel like I knew what it was, I often felt like the other people in the room, either we had different ideas or we had different thoughts as to how the meeting went or what was supposed to happen next. And so I'm trying to improve that in my own life. And part of that, I wanted to create this resource to kind of help out with that as well. So I got the meeting sheet for you here. If you're listening to this on iTunes, jump over to branddesignco.com. And you'll find on the podcast page there this podcast. And with it, there'll be a link where you can download this for free. You can print it as much as you want, use it as much as you want, give it to whoever you want. It's just a free resource for you to do with it as you please. And so the meeting sheet has a couple different points I want to go over with you, and hopefully it'll be a help to you. At the top, obviously, just the basic obvious information for a meeting, let you know what date and time it started and finished, where the meeting was held, and so forth. The next parts are the little more interesting parts. Obviously, next it's got a block over there, and I'm super visual. Like, you'll learn that as we go through these, but I'm super visual. So just to hand me a blank sheet of paper without giving me like some sections and some places to work with, my brain just doesn't work that way. So this kind of helped me to compartmentalize the meeting into parts, and so I could tell what happened when. And then also, when I get done with the meeting, we look at each other's sheets, and everybody can see the same action items and the same points, or at least see the ones that were directed towards them. Used to get like agendas for meetings, where somebody would email you an agenda ahead of time, and the problem was that each person, as they attended the meeting, the agenda would kind of evolve throughout the meeting towards them. So they had parts that were important to them, and I had parts that were important to me, and that wouldn't really convey itself in the sheet. So we would do what everybody does in a meeting, right? You take that agenda and you'd either flip it over, you'd start writing in the margins and try to customize it a little bit for yourself. And that's where we tried to, with the meeting sheet, kind of make it a little more generic, so then you can make it a little more personal to you. So to the top, obviously, list of attendees, let people know who is in the meeting, so then you can contact them there. I left plenty of space on it. It's got for up to 10 attendees, but I left it that way because I understand you obviously may not have 10 people in your meeting, but it'd be a great place for you then to put either an email address or a phone number or social media handles or whatever, just information about people who are in the meeting so you can catch up with them afterwards. Sorry. Next is to me the most important part of it is the action items on the left there, and I've got a couple different blocks there for you to be able to go in, write down what were the action items, and in my mind, when I use this in a meeting, my thought is that those action items would be the same based on what you're doing. So for me, it would be different maybe than the person sitting next to me, sitting next to the person next to them. So it would be the same in that everybody's would be different. Most agendas, it's everybody's got the same action items, and half of them don't apply to me. And so you sit there and, you know, you try to put at so-and-so, this is for you, and this is for you. This would be a list of action items where, when we get done with the meeting, as the leader of the meeting, you can set them all down and see what each person's action items are so that you know they're not overlapping each other. And you can see that it's clearly stated. They know what they're supposed to be doing. They know where they're supposed to go next, and that would be helpful there. The next, I left the notes section. Just personally, I hate lines on a page. You know, I need to doodle or draw or whatever. So I left that just a big giant square for you to be able to create however your mind thinks of things. You know, rather than forcing you into the box of here's the lines, make sure you keep within them. If visually you are a really good drawer or calligrapher, help yourself, and that gives you the space to be creative. But lets you know, and you can tie it to the notes that are there next to it. Next to me, the second most important part after the action items is the takeaways. I want everybody, when I conduct a meeting or if I'm in a meeting, I want to be able to leave that and know there were three things that everybody got out of this meeting. There are three things that everybody knows they're the same. This is what happened in the meeting. There's no misunderstanding. If there's a thousand different things said, what were the three things that you walked away with that everybody knew these were the keys to the meeting? A lot of times we have meetings or we have conferences and we leave them and we think, man, I got a thousand different things, but I don't remember one of them. And I was studying this a little bit, and a trend that's kind of picking up some popularity right now. But rather than doing hours and hours of meetings, to do shorter meetings, to do 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, where you leave the meeting, everybody knows what the steps are. They were clearly stated. Everybody's got them written on their page. These are the three takeaways. And so I think that was super important there. On the bottom, obviously, it's just a spot where we're going to meet next. What's the next meeting time that's been scheduled? And again, this is a great opportunity where people can know exactly what's been set out, what's been scheduled, and what's going on next. And then the last one I just kind of put in there as a final thought. I battled with this one a little bit. I wanted to put maybe something about, you know, how you felt like the meeting went and rating systems and all that stuff, but I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So just a final thought. Maybe you thought it was a good meeting. You thought it was a profitable meeting. You thought it was a fun meeting. You thought it was something collective there. So this would be, you know, you'd hand one of these out to each person in your meeting. Everybody's got a sheet. They're all the same outline, and the people would create it. Now, the meeting is over. Everybody's taken their notes. Everybody's gotten their action items. Everybody's got their takeaways of what the meeting was about. We've scheduled the next meeting. The final thoughts have all been placed. What do we do next? If it's me and I'm leading the meeting, what I would do is I'd pull my phone out. I jump on. For me, I use Evernote. I don't know whatever software you use for capture and all that different stuff. Hop on Evernote and then snap a picture of everybody's sheet. So then you know everybody knows what their action items are. Everybody knows what the takeaways are, and there's no miscommunication on it. And you can look at it and say, okay, they didn't fully understand what I was saying there because they put it into their own words. The problem with agendas so often is they're written by the leader of the meeting, and they understand it, and they know what's going on, and they have an idea of what's happening. And the people sitting there may listen to you, and they may pretend like they understand what's going on, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they get it. And so for them to write in their own words on the page with their hand, here is what happened in this meeting. Here's what I took away from it. Here is what I need to do before we meet next or within a timely manner. And then you would then have a record of all of those different people, whoever are in the meeting, what their thoughts were and what they were thinking about the meeting and what they're going to do next with it. I think that's just a super important part of this, that you, after you're done with the meeting, collect all that information so then you know what's going on in the minds and in the processes of the people that are working with you and or under you. And so I hope this resource has helped you as we go on these next few months, years, so forth. I'm going to try to provide you with as many resources as I can. I've been doing layout like this for years for different companies and organizations and so forth. And so just want to try to provide you with some value that you can use. Again, feel free to produce it, duplicate it, copy it, whatever you want to do with that. If you'd like them, if in like a pad form, I know that's how I like stuff, is to have it in like a pad. If you want to shoot me an email, brandon@branddesignco.com, I can hook you up with that and get you some pricing on what it would cost to do like a pad of them. But honestly, for you, just before a meeting starts, know how many people are going to be there, print off that many copies, show up in the meeting, hand out one to each person, and let them kind of dictate within the notes what's going to happen in that meeting, so then you know they understood it, they wrote it down, they saw that these are what was supposed to happen next. And I think it'll be a huge help to you. I know I'm looking forward to in the coming year trying to improve in this area of having effective meetings. So for more information or to download this resource, go to branddesignco.com. Have a great day. Thanks.